Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Today is Thursday, and that means tomorrow is only bloody Friday. We've nearly made it to the weekend. Yes. Right, no Chappers today. We have just sent him home, actually. Poor love, he's not very well at all. So it's just me. And one of them speaks here as well. Hi. And Becky, hi.
Hello.
It's all good. Right, she's on her way. But she'll probably be late. Paris Hilton is on this show after 4:30 this afternoon. The paparazzi outside are getting very excited. One of them just came up to me and went, what time is she going to be here? Like, yeah, soon, I think.
That sounded like a pig.
And, yeah, so 4:30, Paris Hilton's going to be here. Tell you how important she is. They've even put crash barriers up. You know you're famous when you get a crash barrier outside Radio 1. I think Keira Knightley had a crash barrier once. Will Smith didn't have a crash barrier, though, lately.
Coolio when he came didn't in. Have a crash barrier.
Did Coolio not have one?
No.
Paris Hilton's coming in at 4:30.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
This is astonishing. The questions coming in for Paris Hilton so far are very similar to the ones that we get on the Honesty Game, normally for you, Becky. So if we could get some other questions, that would be good for Paris Hilton when she comes in at 4:48, 11:99. Seriously, Dave in Telford and Matt in Northampton. I can't ask them, can I? Send some more in. Not like those. 8:11, 11:99. Also coming up later, we've got Dear Scott. If you've not heard this before, the posh lady from Radio 4 reads out everything that you've been telling us by text and by email. She was in this morning. She did some more for us after doing an early shift at Radio 4. Lots of people have been hearing the posh lady all over the place. Someone earlier today said to me, I'm sure she's on my sat-nav. Yeah, she probably is. She's everywhere. Anyway, if you've not heard it before, this is what happens. She just generally reads stuff out that you send in.
Dear Scott, Becky's in no position to say that bird's got a big butt. She looks like Ting Tong Muck-a-Dang-Dang.
And this.
Dear Scott, Becky sounds like a farmer. Could you ask her to change her voice, please, or you will lose a fair few listeners? Rich, Derby.
Can I just say, Dear Scott, the idea of it isn't just to slag off Becky. That's not the idea at all. Anything you want to know about, you know, any question at all, just send us an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll answer them after 6 on Dear Scott.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Imagine the scene, okay? Just picture this, if you will. You're about to go on TV last night on BBC One, about to present a national event. Well, there's some balls spinning around. On the lottery. And I'm just there in my dressing room. I always have the TV on while I'm straightening my hair.
What else have you got in your dressing room?
It does have those lights around it, those light bulbs.
A Hollywood mirror?
Yeah, like a Hollywood mirror, yeah. To make you feel real special. Even though most of the bulbs have gone. What else?
Have you got a rider?
No.
Really?
Not Madonna.
Have you got a big star on the wall, which says Scott Mills?
No, really not.
On the door?
No.
Have you got a dressing room with your name on it, or do you just use a generic one for everybody?
It's a generic one for everyone, but to make you feel a bit better, they stick your name up with blue tack, whoever it is that week. So if it's Mylene Class, up goes a bit of paper, A4 paper, with Mylene Class on it and blue tack.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Some grapes are in there, oranges and stuff.
Clinged up?
Yeah, clinged up, obviously. And a shower as well, which is handy. Mm. Anyway, so the TV was on in the background. Did anyone see that show last night featuring the elephants?
Yes!
On BBC One.
It's
oh,
brilliant.
My God!
I love that programme.
They love it, don't they?
They did last night.
It was only on the background. I wasn't really concentrating, but I could tell that they... It was non-stop. God. Did you see the bloke elephant sidles up to an attractive lady elephant and kind of puts his trunk on his over his tusks like he's leaning on a bar? Hello there, lady elephant.
He leaned on her with his trunk, like, yeah. You know, those really rubbish... When men are trying to chat you up and they go, oh, I'm so tired in there.
What, they do the yawn and the arm goes over. That's the elephant equivalent of that, isn't it? Let me know if you saw that show last night. God.
They were huge, those
elephants.
They
were, weren't they?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Well, update the news from sports at 5:00.
Oh, no. Oh, no!
Scott!
That is really bad luck. Right, over 24 hours later, have you forgiven me yet?
Yeah, I think I probably just about have now.
Have you washed your hair yet?
Yeah, of course I have. It was revolting. No, I'm still going around with egg in my hair. It was disgusting, and I had, like, dried egg all on the side of my face and on my neck.
You should come down and meet Paris Hilton in a minute.
Oh, I'd like to.
Do you know, but if you still smell faintly of egg, you'll be ushered away by her people at once.
Are you going to make her play the egg game, Scott?
I could ask. She could say no, like you did. And then she'll do it anyway. I'm sorry about that. You can still see the video of Hannah being egged at Radio 1 online.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Paris Hilton.
Hi, what's up, Scott?
How are you?
Good, it's so good to see you again.
Good to see you with the new hair.
Thank you. You like it?
Yeah, really good. When did I last see you? When you were filming for your BFF show, right?
Yeah, when we filmed together.
It was good.
It was fun.
I don't know when that's on. I know the show starts tonight, but we had to do some kind of talent contest, didn't we, for the... had to be some kind of...
I think that's
judge.
Like the fourth episode.
Is it? Oh, thanks for telling
you
me.
You were a great judge.
Thank you very much. Now, outside, obviously, there's millions of photographers again.
Mm-hmm.
Like a big line of them. We were saying earlier, not many people get a crash barrier, but you've got a crash barrier.
Yeah, they're pretty wild out here.
Why do you think they follow you all the time?
I have no idea. I'm just, like, trying to live my life and work and, I don't know.
See, there's one going off now. Look, see?
You can really hear him.
They can't help themselves. But they do, everywhere you go, right?
Yeah, basically.
Right. But, like, I'm not being funny. Like, you're just here promoting the show. You're not really doing anything, are you?
No, I'm basically just talking about my friends on my new show. I'm very excited for it.
But even if you do nothing, they're there.
Yeah.
So basically. What do you... Let's say when you come to London, right? You like London a lot, I know that. But you come here, what do? You see... Who do you see? Do you go out for dinner? What do you do?
Well, usually I'm here for work, but if I'm not, I love to go shopping here. I love to go to Topshop. I love Harrods, and I love eating food here. Marouche is, like, so good. And I like going to the clubs.
Okay. So you eat food, go to clubs, and go to the shops. Yes. And they love it.
Yeah.
You love it as well, though, a little bit.
Who wouldn't?
So imagine, right, if tomorrow, okay, you woke up and you draw open the curtains and there's not one photographer there, or you go to the shops, you're walking around Marks and Spencer's, and you're like, oh, huh? Where is everybody? What if tomorrow nobody cared? What would you do?
I would actually enjoy that. A lot of the times I try to leave my house in, like, disguise because it gets annoying sometimes.
What disguise do you wear?
Just, like, wigs, like, really big sunglasses, big hoods and hats, and sometimes I'll wear, like, really gross teeth.
Have you got, like, a big beard?
I haven't done the beard yet, but I should try that.
I quite like that.
I've done the wheelchair, though. Like, literally sitting in a wheelchair with, like, a whole, like, grey wig on, like, looking really old. At Disneyland, it was pretty awesome. This, like, 80-year-old going on, like, all the big roller coasters.
So do you have, in your house, do you have a set of gross teeth just to go out with?
Yeah, I do. Because otherwise it doesn't work. Like, sometimes the wig and sunglasses, like, they see my lips and they just know. It's right. It's weird.
Because I know you spend a lot of time getting your outfits together every time you leave the house. So do you have to get the disguise right as well before you go out? Mm-hmm. And that wig is not going with those glasses.
We actually did that on the show. In one of the episodes, I dress up as, like, this 50-year-old woman, and it's completely... I have, like, four chins, I have the worst teeth ever, and I, like, trick the BBFs, all the best friends.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about the show in a minute. We've read a bit about this week. The papers are full of stories about you being this kind of dumb blonde, and you play up to it, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not really that silly, are you?
I would not get this far by being a dumb blonde.
Uh-huh. You're actually quite smart, aren't you?
I am very smart. I just try to hide it.
Okay. You did know that the British Prime Minister isn't actually Gordon Ramsay,
I know exactly who Gordon Brown is, and okay, I know exactly who Gordon Ramsay is. I just was joking, and people, like, think I'm serious.
They print it every time, though.
Yeah, well, they love printing things like that.
Okay. What's 7x7? Go. 7x7.
42.
Oh. What's the capital of Austria?
Vienna.
Who's the new American president?
The man, Barack Obama.
You see? Well, you were running for president for a while yourself, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed I lost. But at least I lost to the best man.
Yeah. So you're pleased about him being in?
Yeah, I think it's very exciting.
Now,
isn't 7x7 49?
Oh.
It doesn't matter. We'll give it to you anyway because you didn't notice either. You're like that. Yay!
No, but that's because I'm a number dyslexic. Did you know that?
Oh, all right, sorry.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for bringing that up.
That's hot.
I get it wrong, but it's hot. Right. Now, we need to talk about this. This is a big thing here at the moment. Have you heard of this thing called the credit crunch?
Yeah, of course.
Right, okay. Is it affecting you at all?
Well, I've worked very hard, and I'm actually helping the economy by doing a lot of shopping everywhere I go.
Right, okay.
So,
I mean, seriously, though, have you at all felt the pinch yet? Are you shopping anywhere cheaper these days? Or?
Well, I shop cheap places all the time. Like, I love Topshop. I love stores like that. It's cute.
Okay. What about traveling economy class? Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Your face is like,
no, sometimes it's like I'm like trying to get on a flight and it's completely booked, like say you're in Vegas and like what something happens, I don't know.
Yeah.
I had to do that. And
what was that like?
Whatever, I'm not spoiled. Like everyone thinks I'm like so spoiled, I'm not.
Let's have a conversation. This is where we bring in our plain food conversation. Plain food.
I love plain food.
Do you eat the food on planes?
It depends on the airline. Sometimes it's so good, and then sometimes you're like, ew. Like, fish on planes is sick.
But egg on planes is good, because it's like not...
Do you know what I mean? Where we have a big thing about this on this show, where it's like, it's not really real food, and it comes in that weird packaging, mm-hmm. but it tastes so good.
Yeah, it's crazy that's like microwaved.
Yeah, yeah. So oh, one more question. Have you ever been to a pound shop? Because you haven't. If you haven't, you should.
A what?
A pound shop, like a...
A dollar shop?
Like a
dollar
diamond,
shop, yeah.
Oh, in LA we have the 99 cent store.
I saw those, yeah.
I went in and it was so fun. They have like everything for $1. It's like, how do they sell that for $1? It's crazy.
Did you buy anything?
Yes. I'll go anywhere. I don't care.
Okay. Now, this new show, Paris Hilton's British Best Friend, starts tonight on ITV2. Mm-hmm. Where you decide that you want a best friend who is British.
Yes.
So explain to people that don't know what happens. They audition to be your friend.
Well, basically, we did it in America as well. We had hundreds of thousands of people just try to audition. And I picked 12. And they move into a house and compete to be my best friend.
Okay. How did you pick the 12? What criteria did you use?
Just the way I thought that their personality was, if they thought they would be fun, if they thought they were, like, cute and cool. Or if they just seem, like, really quirky and funny, and I think that they'd be great for the show.
Some of the people I met when I went on your show were a little bit intense.
Yeah, but that makes really good TV.
Yeah.
You like the crazies.
Yeah, but you're just like, they're never going to be my friend. Come on, you must be thinking that.
Actually, I really like them all. We all went out the other night, and Lady Gaga was DJing at this Nokia party, and we had so much fun. They're all really sweet.
Okay.
They're cool.
But do you ask yourself a question? What kind of person applies to a show like this?
I think someone either who wants to meet me or they want people to know who they are.
Right, yeah, yeah, okay.
You know, I'm not stupid. Obviously, you know, there's going to be a lot of, you know, desperate, hungry tigers trying to be on the show.
Mm-hmm. Did you find they all had something in common?
Yeah, some of them. They were all completely different, too. Like, I wanted a variety of people, so everyone has their, like, own thing and their own style.
Yeah.
Their own personality.
But aren't you... You must be worried that some of them are just that... They want your money.
Yeah, I think there is people like that, and that's happened to me in the past, but...
They might just be using you, Paris. I'm just saying, be careful, yeah?
Yeah, well, during the show, when you watch, you'll see we sort through who's, like, a user and a loser. And we find the winner.
And do you say it?
Usually we have people, like, when you came on...
To say
on,
it for you.
They kind of... I'm really sweet.
You... Actually, that's true. You were
remember?
Really... Yeah, you were really nice. You're like, yeah, you know. I was like, oh, God, they're weird. Yeah. Now, it can work, though. I mean, there used to be a guy called Laura who worked on the show. You came on the show about 2.5-3 years ago. And she is now engaged to a bloke that she won in a competition on this show.
Wow.
So, I mean, he's not after for her money. I really don't think that's true. She works here, see?
I'd be scared to do, like, a dating show. Like, it's different with friends, but, like, actually, like, hooking up with someone on TV, like, that you don't even know, and then having them all fight, that'd be kind of weird.
So how does it work now? Obviously, the show's been filmed, and we're going to see it on ITV2. Are you actually going to be friends with these people?
Yeah, I'm friends with them still. We talk on the phone, we BBM, we Facebook each other.
Okay, because you had an American series as well of this,
yes.
Didn't you? BFF. But who won that? What was her name?
This girl, Britt. And we're all friends.
Okay.
I'm friends with all the people on the show.
So she is now your best friend forever?
Yeah.
Oh, really? So will this British best friend be someone that you will continue to speak to?
Yeah. I love this person. They're really cool.
So, and also, I know they're doing another series now in America, aren't they?
Yeah.
So what happens? Is that friend off for the next one on?
Well, it's a whole new
bye, see ya. You've had your year. Bye.
I have room for a lot of friends, so next season we're going to find a new one. I can't wait.
Now, last time you were on our show, it was a while ago, you promised our friend Lloyd, little Lloyd, that you'd go to his school fete, Paris.
My school is having its 600th birthday celebration next year. Would you like to come? I'm sure the sixth formers would love to see you.
Yeah.
The sixth formers would love that, wouldn't they, Lloyd?
Yeah.
Yeah, put Paris down. She says, yeah, just get back to us with the dates, okay?
Okay.
Wicked. Thanks, Lloyd.
Bye, sweetheart. Bye.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was so much fun.
Was it?
You met other kids? It was wild.
Yeah. Lloyd's, he's wild. Yeah. I need to ask you this question. Have you found your camera yet? The one you lost?
Yes.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Well, you lost it in Australia on New Year?
That was just a rumor.
Oh.
I thought I lost it, but I left it at my friend's house and she gave it to me like 2 days later, and they made up all these weird stories.
Was there anything on there you thought, oh, actually, I really hope I haven't lost it?
No, it was just like me with the koala bears. I was in Australia. It was like me with kangaroos.
I noticed when we were filming your breast hand show, you take photos a lot, don't you, of everything?
Yeah.
You were taking photos of the contestants all the time. And
because I made like really cute scrapbooks for all of them. I love scrapbooking. That's like my thing. And I made them for all the kids. Okay. So it's something special they can take home.
That's such a nice idea.
Yeah, they really appreciated it.
Now, we've seen lots of pictures of you hanging out with Lady Gaga, like you said.
Yeah.
Is she your friend?
She went to like the same like Catholic school as my sister.
Okay.
So
she seems nice. She was here the other day.
She gave some interview and was saying really nice things about me, so I was excited to meet her. So I went, and she was so cool. Just I love her. I love her style.
Some people have been a little bit rude about her recently. Yeah.
Why?
Saying that she might be a fella.
Shut up. She's not. She went to an all-girls school.
Yeah, well,
she's
not
a sexy biatch.
There's a really bad picture in Heat. One of the magazines, I think it's Heat or something like this week, saying, well, there's just a picture that... Yeah.
They always do that in those magazines, you know. Just
You've never seen her popping into the gents.
She is a girl. She is a sexy woman.
I didn't think so. You think?
And she's really cool and really nice.
There we are. See, that's all cleared up.
Yeah.
Chloe.
So whoever said that is a jealous
Chloe
mother.
She'll love that.
So you're saying this British best friend is going to be a friend.
Yeah.
We need to talk about what kind of friend they're going to be, though.
They are my friend.
No, because
I just was on the phone texting them while I was waiting.
Becky, tell me what you said to me. Tell Paris what you said to me on the air the other day.
About what? About you being a friend? I was just saying that Scott wanted to know if I'd go out with him one night in the week, and I said no, I wasn't going to go out with him on Friday night because he was more like a Monday night or a Sunday afternoon
How
friend.
How bad is that? I'm not a Friday night friend to her.
That's kind of rude.
Yeah.
But it's true, though.
I'm a Sunday afternoon friend.
Are you sort of friend is Scott to you? Because he says that you're like really good mates. So.
I love him. He's like a Friday night, Saturday night. Sunday afternoon for lunch and a movie.
Thank you for your New Year text, by the way. That was really nice of you. See, we're friends.
I thought he'd been putting your name into his phone and just texting himself.
No, I was really me.
It was he? Good. One of your people, was it?
No, it's my phone.
I don't want to feel like that, Paris.
I don't want people using my BlackBerry to text people.
Okay, we've got some questions from our listeners. Jeez, seriously. These are the best ones we could find from our listeners. So thanks for these, everybody. Could you ask Paris if she'll play darts for my dance team? From Dave in Workington. Don't say yes if you don't mean it again, because we'll have a situation
A
darts, you know, darts?
It's darts. Like you just throw these little pins.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah.
I'm okay at that.
Okay. But you don't want to play on Dave's team?
Maybe. Depends how he is.
That's a no. Adam in Birmingham said, would Paris rather fight a tiger or a crocodile if she had to choose on land? Adam, if it makes any difference, would say it would be definitely a crocodile for him on land.
I think a crocodile and just like step on its mouth and run away.
Okay, good.
Because tigers are really fast.
They are. Spangly Day's been on saying, Paris Hilton, does she dunk? And if so, what's the best biscuit? Personally, for him, it's malted milk.
For donuts?
For biscuits, you know, cookies.
Oh, I like all kinds of cookies, but my favourite's probably chocolate chip.
I don't know what you do like as well. I saw you eating on that show, those weird flying saucer sweets. You had a bowl of them. What's that about?
Because one of the girls on the show is obsessed with this sherbet, and she gave me a bunch of them, and they're good.
Russell from Glasgow is at the moment studying for an exam and says, what was your favourite subject at school?
I loved art and drama.
All right. Stefan from Lanelli, what hobbies does Paris have?
I love playing ice hockey and cooking.
Wow, they're quite
and
different.
Doing art. Yeah.
Ice hockey and cooking, quite different.
Mm-hmm.
What do you cook?
Lasagna, anything. The biggest breakfasts, the best dinners.
Amazing.
Anything you want.
Okay. So the show starts tonight on ITV2. What happens in the first show? Just give us a little idea.
Well, it starts at 9 p.m. It's going to be really hot. Basically, I meet all the new contestants, and we give them makeovers and completely change their look and do some partying and having some fun.
What's your catchphrase that you use when they're out, when they've been evicted or whatever?
Well, at every elimination, it's TTYN, talk to you never.
Love it.
It's kind of brutal, but...
But you don't even do that yourself. You're like, yeah, get someone else to do it.
It was really hard for me to say.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
But you're happy with the winner?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how many parts there's a show? Is it quite a lot? Quite a lot.
8 episodes.
Cool. Okay. Listen, Paris, it's been amazing to have you in today. Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Good to see you.
See you soon.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Mike in Hungerford's been on saying, Chappers was noticeably quiet when Paris was in. That's because he's not here. He's gone home ill. So, yeah, that's why Chappers was so quiet today.
I loved her.
Yeah?
She was brilliant, and I was so excited because she had the same makeup that I wear.
Did
Actually,
she?
That's a little bit disappointing because I wear it and don't look like her at all.
Oh. Well, you know, so she's got the same makeup as you.
Yeah.
But like, you
really
don't look like that.
My skin really doesn't look that flawless, does it? Rubbish. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. Well, I was excited anyway for a bit until I actually thought it out.
Were you a bit scared when she came in?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. You didn't say much.
No, I was just taking in her beauty.
Yeah.
She's really pretty.
Very pretty.
Hmm. You were properly flirting with her.
I was not.
Yes,
like,
you
actually,
were.
There's loads of text saying this.
Loads
as well.
Of text. No, that's the only text that we were getting.
Stop drooling over Paris. I wasn't flirting. I was just being nice.
You never talk to me like that.
Well. What's occurring? Coming up at 5:30 tonight, Becky will win because Chappers isn't here yet.
Podcast.
Oh. What's occurring?
Right, there's no chopper today, but see if you do better than Becky by playing along. 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
You're going to win.
Yes.
You're going to win. Okay. It's our what's occurring. Let me know how you do today, please, on the text. First one.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Paris Hilton?
Mm.
When she came in, did you sniff her at all?
Well... Not up close, but she did smell of perfume when she walked through the door.
Mm. I quite like it as well, that when you spend any amount of time with her, it could only be 10 minutes, she's constantly reapplying makeup, constantly doing her hair. She's all the time got the mirror out, hasn't she?
She's pristine.
Yeah. Now, so she smelled of perfume.
Mm.
Do you think it's her own perfume?
Not sure. I don't know what that one smells like, but it was nice.
Mm. Well, today we asked 10 people on the streets of Great Britain this question. What do you think Paris Hilton smells of? Now, do they know the truth? Or are they just going to give some guess answer? What do you think the most popular answer was for what Paris Hilton smells of when we went to ask the people of Great Britain on the streets?
I was going to say beauty products of some kind. Should I just say soap? No. Perfume.
You think perfume?
Yeah. Or chips.
What?
Perfume or chips. Well, she says she goes out a lot, doesn't she? So I think at 2 o'clock in the morning she might have chips on the way home.
Say kebab then.
Okay, kebab.
Okay.
I can't believe you've got me to go from perfume to kebab.
Well, no, because you've smelt her, but most people on the streets that were walking past Radio 1 earlier have never met her or smelt Paris Hilton.
Okay, yeah, kebab.
Let's say kebab then. Let's find out.
I'm so easily led.
What's occurring?
Here's us asking the people of Great Britain, what does Paris Hilton smell of?
What do you think Paris Hilton smells of?
Roses, I'd say. I reckon she's got quite a nice smell to her.
Strawberries. She looks like a strawberry. She looks strawberry-like.
What do you think Paris Hilton smells of?
Chihuahuas. Well, she parties a lot, doesn't she? So it's probably a combination of beer and puke.
A lot of fags.
Yeah, probably. Fags. Yeah.
She probably smells like dog.
What does Paris Hilton smell of?
Dead dog.
Vegemite.
Why do you think that?
Because she looks a bit Vegemite-y.
What do you think Paris Hilton smells of?
I think she probably smells of some very expensive perfumes. I don't know. What do you think?
Body odour.
Yep.
What do you think Paris Hilton smells of?
Cheers.
What was that last one?
What do you think Paris Hilton smells of?
Cheers.
Chips. No?
No, it is.
Cheers.
Oh, right.
Cheers.
That's right. Cheese.
Cheers.
Oh, of course.
Cheese.
It took me a while,
cheese,
that one.
Cheers.
Okay, for a bonus point, which cheese do you think Paris smells of?
Stilton.
You think Stilton? Because the actual answer to...
Edam. I was to change my mind.
The actual answer to what does she smell of, the most popular answer was dog, because, of course, because she carries dogs, doesn't she? Those little dogs in bags. So you're saying Edam? Let's find out.
Cheers.
Cheese?
Yeah.
Why do you think she smells of cheese?
Because she's just chewy like a chewing gum and she's melting like a cheese.
What sort of cheese? Cheddar?
I reckon cheddar.
Yeah.
Cheddar, sorry. Oh. No points for you, even though you're still winning.
Oh! What's occurring?
You know Sarah Cox?
Yes.
Oh, this is going to be good. She's on Radio 1 at the moment, weekdays 10 till 1. It's flipping brilliant, her show. Love it. But what does she talk about more than anything else in the world? She
food.
Talks about it all the time. Food.
Having worked there, I know.
Food is the correct answer, but that's not my question, sadly. Last week, as you'll know if you listen, she mentioned loads of different food and she promised that she wouldn't do it this week. Here's my question. How many foods did Sarah Cox mention on her show this week so far? How many?
I think last week I said 100. 100 and... I know she wouldn't have stuck to her promise of not doing it. 134.
So you're saying more than last week?
Yeah.
134. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
She said she wouldn't. But here's Sarah Cox this week on Radio 1 talking about her favourite subject, food.
Boots shape a sandwich.
Dinner, when we go for dinner, a bit of food. Dinner bag and dinner. A food stuff. The lettuce. Beef. Lettuce. Vegetable soup. Lettuce.
Stilton.
Lettuce. Favourite food. Make me my lunch. Cooking. Chicken soup. Cooking. Ingredients.
Baps.
Lunch.
Ham.
Piccalilli. Gonna get back to your cooking in just a moment.
Piccalilli.
Ham and some baps.
Bit of lettuce maybe.
Ham.
Ham, bap. Piccalilli.
Made me a sandwich.
Ingredients in a salad. Bananas. Bacon. Cob, dairy milk,
chip, dinner time, rush, sandwich,
lettuce,
fish, 2-for-1s on food, various food places,
dinner, Pizza Hut,
Pizza Express,
the meal,
pizza, it's tap water,
pizza,
lettuce,
booze,
spaghetti hoops,
nice cold custard,
meatloaf,
chicken,
tuna salad, going mad for lunch,
a large parsnip,
root vegetable,
cook a bit of a roast,
root vegetable,
lettuce,
brew on the go,
tea in a cow,
fresh cuppa,
coffee,
custard creams,
coffee,
cheesecake,
coffee,
cappuccino,
coffee,
peppermint tea,
coffee with you,
cookie,
martini.
I do eat wheat.
Sipping martinis.
Wolfing down a bagel and peanut butter and some Cheerios.
Mung beans.
Cooking for us.
Whipping up some culinary delights.
Baked beans.
Grapes.
Tripe.
Are you hungry? Have you had your lunch?
Cook for us.
Whip up some food.
I'm starving as well.
Got any sushi?
I'd like to go and have a barbie with him at some point.
Cooking me lunch.
Not gonna cook a budgie.
Does he get his meals delivered to him?
Come up with some food.
A 3-course lunch.
Red peppers.
Noodle. Is it noodles?
Rice.
Veg chili.
Olives. Your food.
A little bit of chili.
Vegetable chili.
Pepper.
Bring the food.
through. Veg chili in the sandwich. Pepper grinder. Yeah. That's rice. Is it sticky rice? Vegetable chili. Kidney beans. Red pepper. Green beans. Where's that sandwich? Chili. I'm really full now. Chili. Spicy food. And I ate me sandwich. Beef sandwich. Vegetable chili. Hot melts. Jelly. Jelly shot through his nose. Champagne. Jelly. Double pork. Frothy coffee. Hot drinks. Bon appetit if you're just having a crumpet. Prawns. Pouring tea.
Pass me that lager top.
Bacon and sausage baguette. Salmon. Booze. Lettuce. Chili. More spice. Breakfast. Salmon. Twirls. Pub snack. Food. Because I only wanted a banana.
Week two of Sarah Cox on food. We've got no idea. There's hundreds. But Becky, you win today's Oh, What's a Curry?
Yeah!
Oh. Radio 1 Podcasts.
And now it's time for some more of your inquiries on Dear Scott. Anything you want to know, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, or just send a cheeky little text to 81199. And the posh lady from Radio 4 will read them out, and we'll answer them. First one.
Hi, Scott. I was at your set at Newcastle University Union on Friday, and I had a great night. Just thought I'd let you know, after you left, the sweaty white towel which you had been using during the set was thrown into the crowd. Despite all the screaming girls trying to catch it, it landed on me.
Seriously, who wants a sweaty towel? It was really hot in there.
Who has a towel at all of the... That's gross, Scott.
Why is that gross?
Well, you sweat so much you need a rag.
It was so hot in there. So hot. Like, you don't... You need to come to one.
Oh, I really don't.
Sweat dripping off the walls.
So you just stand there, toweling yourself off, and then you give it to her, throw it away as if anyone's going to go, oh, me!
I think I find that they said after I left, they chucked it into the audience. That wasn't anything to do with me. Who wants me towel? No, I wouldn't do that.
My mates thought this was a great opportunity to make a few quid selling it on eBay.
Really not.
However, the girl next to me asked what I wanted for it, and I said, just a kiss. She gave me one, so I gladly handed it over. My mates couldn't believe it. They thought I'd given away a fortune. I, on the other hand, thought I'd got a bargain. A kiss off of a pretty girl for your sweaty towel.
Minging.
What do you reckon, Scott? Was it a good deal? Dan.
Yeah, I'm surprised you got anything, to be honest. Why would you do that? I wish they wouldn't chuck them out. That's horrible. What? That's just disgusting. It is, though.
Why don't you take it home next time, wash it, and then take it to the next gig?
Shall I?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that.
I'm going to look for it on eBay to see if she's sold it now she got the kiss.
Why would you do that? Anyway, that's weird.
Maybe you could put it in the classifieds.
Someone just sent a text saying, sniff it, mon. Don't know what that means. Next.
Hi, Scott, Becky, Chappers, and the one who doesn't speak, and the posh lady from Radio 4.
Hello.
My name is Michael, and I currently live in Berlin, Germany, where I'm working as a bar manager at a large hotel. I'm a massive fan of your show, and I'm downloading your podcast every day.
Well, thank you very much. That's really good to know. You can subscribe to the Scott Mills podcast by going to bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's called the Scott Mills Daily. If you miss any of our bits, and it's free and stuff.
Now, I have a friend at work. He is from London, by the way, and he is working as a beef eater at the hotel. The bar is in an English gentleman's club style. Now, this beef eater is doing the opening ceremony every day at 6 p.m. At this time, we're playing the toll of Big Ben. After this, the beef eater is opening the curtains and the bar is ready to serve. I'm listening now with the beef eater every day to your amazing show.
Well, this is good, isn't it?
I don't quite know what to say to that, but I really, really want to go there.
So do I. Let's go.
But here is the actual reason why I'm writing to you.
That wasn't even it.
A few days ago on your show, you were mentioning Amy Winehouse playing a bit worse for wear the piano at her holiday resort hotel in St. Lucia.
Yes, we were.
Then you mentioned that a while ago, Amy Winehouse and friends were kicked out of a London hotel for playing the piano there. Now, I was this bar manager at the famous American bar at the Savoy Hotel in London, who had to ask Amy Winehouse, Michael Bubble and friends to leave the bar.
Wow, so we've got an email from a person that is now with a beef eater who's about to open the curtains, but once chucked Michael Bubble and Amy Winehouse out of the American bar, the Savoy. Wow. I didn't know that Amy Winehouse and Michael Bubble were friends. They seem an unlikely partnership.
On this day, Amy Winehouse and friends came to the bar in a very bad condition. Amy and friends asked me after a while if they could play the piano. I didn't want to be unpolite and told them they could, but only if the other guests were fine with that. Bubble played the piano and Amy tried to sing, but she couldn't get out a word since she had a few more martinis. After Amy fell off the chair 3 times, I was asked by a few regular guests to stop this drama. So I went to Amy and Michael Bubble and asked them to stop this because my guests complained about their performance. The next day there was a nice article in a newspaper where they said that Amy and friends were kicked out of the hotel because the snobby bar manager were not happy with Amy's performance.
This is maybe my favourite email that we've ever got on Dear Scott.
Scott and team, once again you have a big fan here in Germany, listening to your show every day. And I also hope that the posh lady will read my email as well. P.S. German telly is great.
Yes it is, we've discovered that already, we've got lots of our favourite shows are from Germany. Thank you very much to that person. Please email back anytime you fancy it, because that was great. Really good.
I so want to go to that beef eater bar with her.
I want to go out with Amy Winehouse and Michael Bubble. It sounds brilliant. Next.
Dear Scott, I have just started working on a project with a person called Lisa Corbin. Every time I speak to her, I want to say...
I know what's coming now, don't you?
Horse for one bin. It then goes round my head for the rest of the day. Can you edit it out of the podcast in future to aid my rehabilitation? Love ya, Darren. P.S. Can the one that doesn't speak have his name changed to the one that doesn't speak but giggles in the corner?
He does tend to do that, yeah, you're not wrong. That's horrible. Don't be mean to Lisa Horse for One Bin. Next!
Dear Scott, as an English person living in Vienna, I travel through the airport regularly, primarily because I'm a pilot for Austrian Airlines. I do, however, have no idea what these magazines are you found there. If you'd like me to pick some up for you, I'll happily send them on.
No.
Anthony, off of Vienna, or as the Austrians call it, Vien.
Well, thank you very much, Anthony, for the kind offer. But having been to that airport, I...
have got enough already?
I've got some. No, I didn't buy any.
Subscription?
No, there's just some... They had magazines in Vienna Airport that I've not seen in any other airport ever.
You've been to a lot of airports.
I have been to quite a few airports, and, they have a very wide selection of magazines from all over the world, but not these ones. These were different ones.
Enough to make you want to learn German?
To be honest, it was the only thing to do at Vienna Airport. Well, no, because... It's not that big, it's quite small.
Brilliant.
The airport. And you can have a coffee and stuff, but I had to wait like 5-6 hours. So there's only so much coffee you can drink. So I just went several times, went to look at the magazines again, because there's nothing else to do. Back me up, anyone that's been to Vienna Airport. What? Anyway.
You're rustling in your coat again.
Please, I know. Maybe I'll take this off. Please don't send any answer. Fine. Next.
Hi, Scott. A friend of mine has just rung to say I got a mention on your show today. I am that Mrs. Fleming. Made me think about lots of good times at school.
Oh, my God. This is my teacher who I said everyone fancied at school. The fit one, Mrs. Fleming.
That camping trip was great. But I'm not sure it would get past the health and safety police today.
What on earth did you do on that trip?
I can't remember. But what wouldn't get past health and safety that we did then at school on our school trip to the New Forest? Mrs. Fleming, if you could email back and tell me exactly what we did do, that would be good, because I, for the life of me, can't remember.
By the way, I've been married to that boyfriend for the last 26 years.
Oh.
There were some great characters in that upper band class. Have you stayed in touch with any of them? I'm still teaching, and I still love it. With best wishes, Alison Fleming.
Right. Were you in band class? Or upper band, which is like the really brainy class?
No, I wasn't in brainy class.
Well, that's what she just said, you were in the upper,
upper band.
Band?
I think she must have the wrong Scott, I think, because that wasn't me. I really wasn't in upper band. Mm. I didn't even know there was an upper band. And I certainly can't remember anything much about the camping trip, apart from Mrs. Fleming walking through the forest. All the boys were like, oh, Mrs. Fleming's fit, Mrs. Fleming's fit. And then saw her with a boyfriend and were like, oh, rubbish, there's our chance. Even though as 14-year-old boys, we probably didn't have much of one in the first place, to be honest. Yeah, so thanks, Mrs. Fleming, for for emailing in to Dear Scott. That's weird. A lot of my ex-teachers listen. Mrs. Talbot listened.
What did she teach you?
She taught English. She's the one with the Scott Mills table.
What's that?
She's got a Scott Mills table in her class.
What? Does that... Sometimes you've made it? Or
no, you
your
get
face
to,
on it?
No, she calls it the Scott Mills table and sometimes you consider it.
What, if you've been naughty?
I don't know. And also Mrs. Church listens. Hi, Mrs. Church.
Is it like... on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, except you haven't got a star in Hollywood, you've just got a table in a
school
Eastleigh. In Southampton.
That's right, yeah.
Same.
Yeah, same, same.
She gave me one, so I gladly handed it over.
Right, what's that?
That was from the... That was all it took to get your towel.
Oh, I see, right, that from earlier. That was just there, and I thought, play that. And
she gave me one, so I gladly handed it over.
I didn't know what that was,
thank
you.
You need to learn the piano, you just need to have a sweaty Scott Mills towel.
Yes, you do. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.